Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez in New York, where an American music legend has left us. His spokeswoman confirms to CBS News Tony Bennett has died at the age of 96.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
Tony Bennett credited his big Italian family with encouraging him to sing.
They created a passion in me. I said, this is who I am.
Bennett thanked Bob Hope for giving him his first big break in show business, as well as his name.
No, he said, what's your real name? I said, Anthony Dominic Benedetto. He said, let's Americanize it and call you Tony Bennett.
The singer was also grateful to Frank Sinatra for offering important career advice.
So he taught me that the audience are friends.
But in the end, it's audiences who applaud Tony Bennett for decades of great music.
In other words, I love you.
Tony Bennett became a hit with a new generation when he teamed up with Lady Gaga for an album of duets. They played Radio City Music Hall together after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2016. Tony Bennett died 2 weeks shy of his 97th birthday. In the Southwest, they're gearing up for yet another day of stifling heat. CBS's Carter Evans is in Palm Springs.
Even this early in the morning, it's still sweltering. Right now, it's 92 degrees, and honestly, that feels like a break from the weather we've had.
The forecast calls for a high of 120 there today. They're up to 22 straight days of highs over 110 in Phoenix. Florida's education commissioner is on the defense after criticism over new state curriculum teaching middle schoolers about possible benefits of captivity for slaves.
What we should be striving to do is provide our students with all of this information and let them formulate their own opinions. That is what true learning is.
State's largest teachers union calls the new standards a step backward. Republicans in the Senate promised to defeat a bill passed in committee that would require Supreme Court justices to adopt a code of ethics. Democrat Dick Durbin.
To require the same level of disclosure by Supreme Court justices as every other federal court judge, I don't think is unreasonable or really something we should apologize for.
This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Fatal car accidents in Milwaukee have cost the city $1 billion. The NHTS study analyzed crashes at multiple intersections in the city between 2015 and 2019. The Village of Heartland is opening up property on a former quarry site for more than 250 apartments and townhomes. The developer scaled back the project from its original proposal of more than 400 units. The project's completion is estimated for 2025, pending approval from the village board. Aerial Enjoyment is part of the weekend lineup in Milwaukee. The Air and Water Show returns to the city's lake shore this weekend, with water performances early in the day tomorrow and Sunday, and the air show between noon and 4. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com, you'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to welcome my guest, author Ronald Steadon. He's the author of The Prophet, presents an intriguing exploration of ancient prophecies from the Bible, the Quran, and the Tengu. He'll explain. Yeah, I don't know what that one is. That may suggest our current days as the last days. He dives deep into the teachings of the man of mystery, predicted to emerge, whose mission is to unite the world in a new religion or anti-religion. Ron's book draws interesting parallels between scriptures and modern global developments, such as the recent UN 26-13 vote instituting blasphemy laws forbidding criticism of Muhammad. Good morning to you, sir. Thank you very much for accepting my invitation.
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for having me.
If you can pronounce your name right.
Yes, my name is Ronald Steadon, S-T-E-T-T-O-N.
Okay, I was close, Steadon. All right, let's talk a little bit about you.
Okay. A little bit about me.
Who are you?
I became a Christian 16, 17 years ago after family tragedy, and became very interested, of course, in Christianity. It was a crazy time here in the United States. We had a man appearing on stage that presented himself as a Christian, but acted anything other.
Who was that?
And I began to study. That would be Barack Hussein Obama. I began to study a little bit about him and his life growing up. And one of his major influences was the Quran. So against what most Christians would do, I went and bought myself a Quran and started to read.
Let me ask you, sir, with all due respect, you didn't accept Christianity for most of your adult life, and you want us to believe that because Barack Obama was elected President of the United States, that was reason enough for you to accept Christianity. All the other things that happened in your life.
No. So the reason for my accepting Christianity was a family tragedy and something that had to do with.
So why did you not accept Christianity before that? Because as a young man, I accepted Christianity because my parents, and that's what happened when we were very young. We were taught those things. Why did you say no to that?
Well, and I appreciate that. My parents were not faithful Christians. However, I, as a young man, would often have conversations with a God I did not know and ask him, look, if you exist, I'm inviting you into my life. And I would love to know you. Unfortunately, when I made those prayers, I did not tell God, I didn't give him an instruction book on how to make the introduction. And it was a very difficult time, but I got through that. And I'd been a Christian for 3 years prior to, so I became a Christian in 2004. And I saw what was happening in 2007, just 6 years after the towers fell.
So let me say this, sir, because
sure.
The definition of a Christian is one who accepts Christ as his Lord and Savior, who believes that Jesus shed his blood for you. That's basically the definition of what a Christian is.
I'd agree with that.
Okay, so I don't know how the fact that Barack Obama became the president of the United States, and if you know that's the definition of a Christian, that somehow you create a correlation between President Barack Obama and your Christianity.
No, what that did was, as a Christian, I saw who this man was coming up on stage.
Who was he? What did you see?
I knew a little bit about his upbringing.
So what did you see?
I was very concerned about the things he said.
Like what?
And the things
For instance. What did he say?
Well, for instance, let me jump ahead in Barack Obama's tenure, and then let's get back. I don't want to get stuck about in the beginning because that's going to use up all of our time.
No, we don't. We have but time, after, sir. I'll control okay, the time. It's my good. Show. So
that's fine.
So again, what was it that you saw? Because I think this is really important for
it
people
is.
to hear this because a person who calls himself a Christian. And it's easy to call ourselves different things. I can say I'm a Christian, but if I don't follow the precepts of what Christianity is, it's living it. It's not what we call ourselves. So
I absolutely 100% believe there are 50% of the Christian population out there is truly not Christian. They'll call themselves that, but truly
sir,
not Christian.
Sir. When you pick out a number, it makes people stop and say, hey, man, I know plenty other, I know a lot of Christians. I'm almost 70 years old. And you pick out a number and you say 50% of the Christians aren't Christians. So it makes people stop and wonder, where'd you get that number?
So where I get the number is based on the world accepted population of Christians right now, if you were to look it up, would say somewhere around 2.4 billion. But half of that 2.4 billion is of a completely different faith with different traditions that was anchored about 300 years after Jesus' prophets laid down their pens. So when you take 1.2 billion from 2.4, you get about 50% of the people that call themselves Christians. And it ends up being basically one in six adults on the planet.
Well, you do know that there are all sorts of denominations of Christian. Protestant, Lutheran,
yes,
Catholic, you know, on and on and on. So are you, and I have to ask you these questions because you wrote this book. and which
that's okay,
which
that's fair.
Yeah, which it kind of denoting that you're an expert on what this is, and so I have to ask you these questions.
So what makes me an expert on this is not my upbringing. It's not how long I've been a Christian. What makes me an expert on this, and again, I'm using your words, not mine, okay? All I've done is read, okay? I've read the Bible thoroughly. I've read multiple versions of the Bible, KJV, NIV. I just read.
The New Standard Revised Edition, the King James, and on and on and on. There were 16 different versions. 16 different versions of the Bible. So go ahead.
Yeah, correct. And you know they have different words, but they have relatively the same meaning. So sometimes it's necessary to use a particular version of a Bible to say what it is that I'm trying to get across. But what I'm telling you is not only have I read this text, not only have I read the Bible, but again, I had reason to go and read the Quran. And it was on, it's the first chapter of the Quran, which is actually on page 3 of the one I was reading, that I was absolutely stunned. I mean, the first chapter has 7 verses, and I immediately recognized what those verses
were. What were they?
The seven verses.
Go ahead.
Sure. The 7 verses basically are the 7 thunders that are not announced. I mean, they're announced in the Bible in Revelation 10, but John doesn't tell us what those are. John was told not to write them down and to keep them basically hidden for now. The world would soon find out what they were. Those 7 verses are the same 1:7 that was written by Daniel in chapter 9.
So we don't have enough time to go through all those things, but basically
correct.
They say
we
what?
Don't.
Basically they say what?
Okay, so here are the 7 verses. It says, "Praise be to Allah, the Lord of worlds." That's verse 1. The beneficent, the merciful.
Allah is their term for God.
Okay. Allah is the proper name for their God.
Okay, but we're talking about whether we call a person, you know, God or Allah or whoever, people use different terms for who their God is. But go ahead.
Correct. And that's the normal response, is that's the Arabic word for God is Allah.
Okay, so go ahead.
The prophet was very clear in that has become his proper name. And that's important.
That doesn't matter to me, sir. Why should that be? Why should that be an issue?
Well, it's very simple. Here's the issue. Because in Daniel 11, it talks about the king who exalts himself, which is the false prophet, and the false prophet introduces a foreign god, little g god, a foreign god. So that the foreign god that was introduced by the false prophet has a proper name.
Okay, so listen, we've got to go to a break. Hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. Sir, I have to say to you, you know, we're gonna have to move a little quicker. We can't go back to all of this, but you said some things that warrant questioning. And I got to go to a break. We'll be right back. My guest is Mr. Ronald Stetton. We'll be right back.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hey this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 82. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 61. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
I'll always love you, always love you. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. They used to call me the one who never wanted to settle down.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is author Ronald Stetson. And he's here to discuss his latest book, The Last Day's Deception. So, sir, let's try to, you know, move on down the road. You okay. Brought up former President Barack Obama as being a lightning rod in your life of something that, you know, that kind of made you, you know, want to write this book. And so what was it about President Obama?
So what it was about him, again, I wanted to know his background. So he was the reason that I went to read the Quran, because I knew in his early life, he was taught the Quran. And most people who are of that persuasion are recommended and encouraged to memorize the Quran. That's all he was.
So if that's the case, what is wrong with that?
Nothing. So I wanted to know what was in there that he learned. I wanted to know what influenced him in his life.
Let me say this to you, sir, and then I'll give you a chance.
That was the motivation.
But I have to tell you that if what motivated you to find out about the Quran, the Holy Quran, was President Barack Obama, I got to question why, with all the other reasons, you know, maybe searching for truth. You know, most people, when they, you know, I've read the Quran, read the Bible.
I know.
Okay.
So,
you know, you correct. The Torah.
That's a great statement. Most people.
I didn't do it because Barack Obama was president.
Okay. So I have read the Quran. I have not only read the Quran, but I have compared. That is Muhammad's testimony, is the Quran. That's his testimony. I have compared Muhammad's testimony to the biblical warnings about Jesus opposing. And that's what the book is about.
Sir.
I compare the biblical warning and what this man will say,
sir,
what he will do, and what he will accomplish compared to this.
Sir, let me ask you something, sir.
Sure.
Do you believe that, you know, since all human beings were created in the same fashion by the same creator, that there's only one truth given, and the only truth in, since the creator created everybody, that he only gave one truth, and that only truth is to Christians? Is that what you're telling me?
What I'm telling you is the biblical truth, as you put it, the biblical truth, God says, this is my word, this is what will happen. So if God says,
sir,
what will happen?
Hold on, let me finish.
And if he gives us warnings about this man, and if we discover those warnings in another prophet's testimony, isn't that worth discussing with other people?
So when you say what God said, I don't know what God said. I wasn't there. And I wasn't there either.
So then
his words, you know, that if you read the Old Testament, that is the Torah, that's the Jewish Bible, and then the New Testament is something altogether different. And all the different versions,
and the Bible was written
in Hebrew. I don't know. I don't read Hebrew. Do you? So when you say God's words, sir,
the book is about, Earl, you're giving me reasons why you would doubt the Bible.
I mean,
it's been written in every language.
Sir. You are talking in absolute terms, and what I'm saying to you is you don't know because you weren't there. And so when you say absolute things about the book that I've read more than once,
not
the Bible,
absolute, what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to convey to you and your listeners is that I have gone through the biblical warnings about one particular man. The things he will say and the things he will do. There is one man who 1,400 years ago started a religion that opposed all the other prophets. It opposed everything.
Okay, hang on. We've got to go to a break, sir. And Tom, we'll give you a chance on the other side. Sir, do you know there's more than the Bible and the Quran? There are other holy books, right? Are you aware of that?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Yeah.
So why are you just picking out the Holy Quran and not the other holy books? Hold on. And not just the other holy books that also disagree with the Bible. Are you aware of that?
Let me answer.
On the other side, 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
I always love you. Baby, I never thought so much love could fit in a little band. But I'm telling you, darling, I feel it in my heart, got it in my soul. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. You know that.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Reports.
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
Tony Bennett has died at the age of 96. He credited his big Italian family with encouraging him to sing.
They created a passion in me. I said, this is who I am.
In an interview with CBS News, Bennett also thanked another Italian-American crooner, Frank Sinatra.
Are you ready, young man?
gave me the best singing lesson I ever had in my life. So he taught me that the audience are friends, they're not enemies.
Later in life, he made new, younger friends when he teamed up with Lady Gaga.
That's why a lady is a trend.
I have a lot to learn. When I was young, I thought I knew everything. And at my age now, I realize I've got so much more to learn.
Tony Bennett died at the age of 96 in New York. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two Milwaukee Police and Fire Commissioners Ed Falone and Amanda Avalos are stepping down in response to a new state law that restores decision-making authority to the city's police and fire chiefs. The change, included in the state's new shared revenue law by Republican lawmakers, gives the chiefs control over most day-to-day decisions within their departments. Here comes the boom. Two rock bands take the main stage at the Waukesha County Fair tonight. The oldest fair in Wisconsin hosts POD and Puddle of Mud. A massive fire on Milwaukee's north side resulted in the complete destruction of an apartment building. There were no reported injuries, but residents are now seeking homes with the assistance of the Red Cross. The cause is currently under investigation by Milwaukee police and fire investigators. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden.
At 844-967-2789, Texas, at that same number. My guest is Mr. Ronald Stetton, and he's written a book. He's an author. He's written a book called The Prophet, It presents an intriguing exploration of ancient prophecies from the Bible to the Quran that may suggest our current days as the last days. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, thank you. You say what, sir?
Sir, first I have a question for you, sir. What is your definition of Christianity?
So the definition of Christianity is to know and believe as the Son gave his life for us to reunite us back with his Father. That was his gift. Steps of Christ, to do as Christ would have done. My definition is where Jesus, when he saw the actual physical person, Jesus, saw where people were making a mockery of his temple and said, how dare you make a mockery of my temple by taking the people's money. Now, let me ask you, where are you going to be donating the money that you make from your end of time books? The time book, as you call it, is not geared, was not written for profit. Do people have to buy it? Yes. Did I need to write a book? Yes. Why did I need to write the book? Because there are 70 warnings about Jesus' opposer in the Bible, 70 that I could find. And I have matched all 70 of those with the statements made by Muhammad in the Quran. That's the reason I wrote the book, not for the prophets. It's a diversion. It's a rabbit hole to talk about what I'm going to do with the money. Who cares about that? What's important here is what I came on to say. And so far, I understand this. People are doubtful. I get that. You should be. But so far, been a lot of interruptions. Nobody's heard what I have to say about what Jesus had to say as the word of God compared to what his opposer said and did. So far, I haven't been able to give any.
Well, let me give you that chance. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Let's start with the most basic of things, right? Jesus' opposer is going to be Antichrist. I think we'd all agree on that. And I think we would all agree that the definition of Antichrist was given by John. He wrote it. He said, who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. That's the definition. This is what Muhammad said. He said the beneficent has no son. So I am the foremost to serve God. So in one statement, he declares himself to be Antichrist.
Let me ask you, sir, because you make these things simplistic, and they're not simplistic, because, again, if I'm to believe what you say, then Muslims, based on the Holy Quran, opposed to Christ. And I don't know one Muslim who doesn't respect Christ. And I know a lot of Muslims.
The Christ that the Quran talks about is not the Christ that you and I know. That is not the word of God. The Christ that Muhammad taught came down off the cross alive. He was not the Son of God, and he is
so,
not
sir,
God's gift.
So, sir, here's my issue with what you are saying. The only let me finish. Okay, so here's my issue. Here's my issue. There's only one religion in the world that believes in the Christ that Christians believe in. There's only one, and that's Christianity. All the other religions of the world don't agree with that. All the other religions of the world don't believe that Christ And God, I won. It's only
we're
one.
We're in agreement on that.
Okay.
We're in agreement. And what does God say Satan will do? He said he will lead the whole world astray.
But, sir, again, the point I'm making to you is you're speaking from the perspective of Christianity and all these other religions that exist as well on the planet Earth are being totally dismissed by you.
So what I'm making is a direct comparison to God's warning and how that warning has been fulfilled by one man. To take this off onto all other religions, again, is a completely different argument.
No, it's not.
This is about one man and what
I know because, sir, it's because you have chosen to look into one book and one man and to write your book about one religion and one man. If you looked into the Torah and other books, holy books, you will also see that there are people you can point to in those books as well that will differ in the views that you are talking about.
Earl, what I can tell you is this. There's no reason to go look at all those other books when one man has fulfilled all the warnings about Jesus' opposer in the Bible. One man. He's fulfilled 70 of 70 warnings.
Sir, now, so let's go to how you tie Barack Obama into this, because when
now,
you tie because when
that,
you
because
tie
again,
because
I
when you
told you that Barack Obama was just it's simply an influence on me to go understand what his childhood was like and what he knew, what
sir,
his upbringing was.
You don't understand. You don't understand.
Barack Obama was not the Antichrist. He's not. He was very simply somebody who allowed. Remember the Arab Spring? Guess where that came from? Barack Obama. Remember
sir.
ISIS?
Sir.
Guess where that was created?
Sir, you expose
Guess
yourself.
Who was president when
sir.
ISIS was created.
You expose yes. yourself when you make those kinds of statements. Maybe
well,
you felt
inaccurate.
Maybe
are
you felt
wrong?
Sir. Maybe you failed to understand that when you make those kinds of statements, you open yourself up to quackism.
I'm asking you the question. Who was president when the Arab Spring began?
Sir, I don't care. I know who the president of the United States was. I'm saying when your credibility has to be challenged when you speak in absolute terms and then you bring in Barack Obama and start talking about the Arab Spring.
I brought Barack Obama in. And again, you want to keep going back to Barack. I told you what his influence was, simply for me to go read the Quran. That was it. So I read the Quran. Do you remember 9/11, Earl?
What's your point, sir?
I'm just asking, do you remember 9/11?
Sir, I'm 69 years old. Probably
okay,
remembered
so
better
remember
than you. Probably
we
remembered
remember
better than you. But go ahead.
Do you remember when all the broadcasters were asking why? Everybody's asking why. Why? Why would anyone do this? Why? Why? There's an answer.
What's the answer, sir?
There's an answer why.
Why?
There was an absolute directive given by Muhammad. One directive.
But hey, Muhammad is dead. Muhammad has been dead. What directive did Muhammad give? He's been dead. And when did he come back and give the directive to take down the World Trade Centers?
Let's go back, okay? And yes, he is dead. And he's meant to be. And there's biblical word on that.
What do you mean meant to be? All of us are going to die. So, but go ahead.
So first of all, let's go back to my question. Why? Everybody asks the question, why? To the hypocrites and the non-believers, Muhammad said this to his people about them. He said, wherever you are, death will overtake you, though you are in towers raised high.
Oh, Sir, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. You know, he's written books.
And people love it.
I know. Hey, man, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. He's written books. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He came into Christianity 17 years ago, he said. And yet he knows all there is to know about Christianity. He's been a Christian for 17 years. He knows enough, Calvin. I think you said he's written several books.
At least two.
Okay. My. Tom.
I'm here, Earl.
Go ahead.
No, I just think it's laughable. First off, I think George War Criminal Bush was the president during 9/11.
I know, but I don't even need to go there.
I don't want to get on a tangent. Do they ever read Matthew? They always seem to go to Revelation. But do they ever read Matthew? Have they ever read other Bibles? And also, if the only thing I remember about Barack Obama, which actually brought me closer to Christ, was his mother said, do unto others what you would want done unto you. Wow, those words came directly from Jesus Christ. And wow, I'm sure they came from other great religions. It is these people, these false gods before us, Donald Trump, George War Criminal Bush, Ronald Reagan, it's these people that use religion as a cult to get people to vote against their best interest, scare the hell out of people, so therefore they can rob all the money going out the backside. That's what this is all about. That's why I asked him, where is the money going? Oh, I don't know where the money's going to go. Well, why not? If you want to go and donate it to a poor school or to people that are hungry or need to be fed or whatever, I might even go buy your book because I believe that those are things that Christ would have done.
So, Tom, he said I didn't give him a chance. And
oh, my Lord.
And so
you give him a chance. You give. I thought it was CJ's cousin for a second, actually. I wasn't sure.
But the fact of the matter is, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And so
none of these guys do. They're all hucksters.
Yeah. And you know what Jesus Christ
said? You are my shepherd. Take care of my sheep. All of these people that are hucksters that basically take the money and lead people astray. I'm sorry, if there is a hell, which I don't know if I believe there is or not. Those people are headed there, I think, if God has his way, because I'll tell you what, they're not taking care of the innocent sheep that are in this planet.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz.
Root. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh during the Experimental Aircraft Association EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 61. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen.
I don't mind when you say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely. And I don't care if we share only moments a day. I just don't want to be lonely. I'd rather be loved and needed, depended on to give a love I can't give when you're gone. When you're gone, I just don't want to be lonely.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. So we want to give away some tickets. And let's go caller number one. How many pack for State Fair?
You have a family four pack to the State Fair.
A family four pack to State Fair. Caller number one. And, you know, I got to tell you, State Fair tickets got to be $25 a piece. That's a $100 package to caller number one for the Wisconsin State Fair. And caller number two will receive a three-pack. Is that what it is?
That is right.
A three-pack of Brewer tickets for Monday's game against the league-leading Atlanta Braves. Again, caller number one, a four-pack of State Fair tickets, and caller number two will receive three tickets for the Braves against the Brewers on Monday. You know, that last conversation, conservative guy. And so, I've got a guy who, when I need to have conversations with conservatives, he books conservatives from across the nation. And I have had this guy and used him for many years. And I have had great conservative hosts, callers over the years that we can have a dialogue and a conversation with. And I think radio is yin and yang. And I think good conversation is not the amen corner where everybody agrees. And so I've from time to time, I like to have these dialogues and conversations with the other side of things. So you may ask the question, Earl, why do you have these conservatives on if you know what the outcome is going to be? Well, I just think it's good radio. I honestly just think it's good radio. If we have somebody on the other side who has something of value and substance to say. Unfortunately, the gentleman I had on this morning didn't have much to say. He clearly did not have much of substance and value to add to a conversation. That is a serious conversation that needs to be had, and that if had properly, at the root of it is can lead to further thought. And to me, that's what, you know, radio should be about. Not that we're only on one side of things. And I constantly push to try to create the dialogue on both sides. And so when I had this, and the gentleman gave me this guy, and I thought that we could have that conversation, an adult conversation. But we can't have an adult conversation when, you know, someone just thinks because I say things and I've written a book that I can't be challenged on, you know, anything that I've written. Let's go quickly to Karina. Hey, Karina, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. You know what? It really ticks me off when the people start talking about the Christianity as the elite religion. And if somebody considers themselves Antichrist, they practically are a devil worshiper. And this is not true. Because you can take a Hindu religion, and they are Antichrist because they have nothing to do with Christ at all.
Right.
So this is such a, you know, that the elite and superficial and absolute, as you said, termination of a Christianity. You want to believe in Jesus? Go ahead and do it. But why you claim that your religion is the best of everything?
So really,
and
Karina, that's my point. We live in a nation where all of these different religions are acceptable, right? That's what America is supposed to be. Well, don't get upset if somebody, you know, from a different religion has a different view.
And I, whatever written for those people who believe and coming from the culture or into a belief, this is their business. This is their peace.
Yes.
But to tell, yeah.
Yes, it's
to
a
tell, to tell.
Go ahead, Karina.
To tell that you are truly the Antichrist, because when you hear Antichrist, you automatically think that they believe in devil worshiping, and it's not true. It's simply not true. Even the Judaism do not believe in Christ. So and that's why Jewish people were hunted down all over the Europe. Just because everybody would call whoever wanted to call them Antichrist, they would call them Antichrist.
Hey, Karina.
And hunt them down.
I wish we had more time. We got to run. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on Monday. Calvin, have a great weekend. See you all later.
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.